Hello, church family. I'm really excited to be able to share one of my favourite scriptures with you today. I'll tell you that it's been a little bit of a struggle trying to decide on which one to share. At the moment, I am heavily in my study in regards to writing an exegetical essay on a scripture in Matthew. And all of my time and energy and research has been in that, but I just didn't feel like that was what I was to share to you today. And so I really struggled, and I was flicking through my Bible, looking at some of these verses that I've highlighted throughout the years, and came across one that as soon as I started to read it, it was like a breath of joyful air to my soul. It brought so much joy, and I knew immediately that this was the scripture that I wanted to share today. And it's one that I've often used in preparation for our Sunday gatherings when we were entering into times of praise and worship. I would read it to prepare my heart. And it's a beautiful song found in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. And it's a song of celebration where the Ark of the Covenant is coming into Jerusalem and the people are being commissioned to praise the Lord, to exalt Him, to acknowledge Him as their Saviour, and to lift His name high because here His presence was coming. And I've asked a few of my friends who have served so faithfully our church in bringing praise and worship and setting an environment for us to worship in to read this scripture today. It's from 1 Chronicles chapter 16, starting in verse 8. Enjoy.
Hey, good life. I'm going to be reading from 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 8 to 14. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him, sing praises to Him, tell of all His wondrous works. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually. Remember the wondrous works that He has done, His miracles and the judgments He uttered. O offspring of Israel, His servants, children of Jacob, His chosen ones, He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth.
This reading comes from 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 15 through to 27. He remembers His covenant forever, the promise He made for 1,000 generations, the covenant He made with Abraham, the oath He swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. To you, I will give the land of Canaan, as the portion you will inherit. When they were but few in number, few indeed, and strangers in it, they wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. He allowed no one to oppress them. For their sake, He rebuked kings. Do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim His salvation day after day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before Him. Strength and joy are in His dwelling place.
Hello, everyone. Today I'm going to be reading from 1 Chronicles 16, verses 28 to 36. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness. Tremble before Him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let them say among the nations, "The Lord reigns." Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant in everything in them. Then the trees of the forest will sing. They will sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Cry out, save us, O God, our Savior. Gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name, that we may glory in your praise. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Then all the people said, Amen, and praise the Lord.
There are so many reasons why I love this scripture, and you can hear the joy and the celebration as the song declares the greatness of God and that remembrance of covenant. And the thing that I most love out of all of the reasons for me is that when words fail me, I turn to this scripture and it says everything that I want to say to God about who he is and what he's done. And that's that beautiful revelation of the living word of God that it still resounds for us today. And it's been in the reading of this song over the last few weeks that I have also found that my identity's actually had a little bit of a shift. It's like it's been calibrated again. In the reading and the hearing myself read out the praise of God, I'm reminded that my purpose is to bring him praise above all things. And that is actually one of the reasons why this song was placed in Chronicles when the writers were writing this book. The context of this book is that the Jews were coming out of exile from Babylon and they were coming back into this land, and they had lots of questions about their identity, re-establishing who they were as the nation of Israel, as a people of God. What does that look like? How do we rebuild? How do we rebuild a temple? How do we worship? There were all of these questions. And the writers of Chronicles wanted to encourage and invite their community into these stories of their ancestors to say, hey, this God that was with them is also with us in re-establishing our identity, that we are the people of God still. And so they draw on three different psalms that are found in the book of Psalms. You can go and find them. And they draw on the three of them, an exaltation psalm, a remembering of covenant psalm, and a psalm filled of thanksgiving, to create this song that was to invite their community for their time to praise God in this moment and set in the scene of reflecting on David bringing the presence of God into Jerusalem. And what's amazing to me is that the writers wanting to help these people reestablish their identity, so too that happens with us still today. Again, it's that living word of God, that my identity is reestablished when I read the praises and hear the praises of God and bring my praises to him. That above all the things I will or won't do, my identity is that I'm a part of his family and my purpose is to praise him. And that's been a really great reminder for me. This season, I know for lots of us, has been one filled with questioning, of reevaluating. I've had to surrender a lot of things that I thought maybe God was calling me to. I've laid them down and wondered whether I'll ever pick them up again. And a part of my identity feels like it was lost in that surrender too. But then I come back to this scripture and realize that my purpose and my identity are found in him and our call to praise him. And that's just one of those things that's so beautiful about reading something in the Word of God, because it continues to live and to change within us. And as I'm reminded that my purpose is to bring him praise, to exalt him above everything else that's in my life, that's in this world, as I remember the covenant, and we do so with communion, and as I call on him as my Savior, my eyes are always turned to Jesus. Because when I read this, when I speak it out, my eyes are fixed and turned upon Jesus, because he is the Lord who reigns. He is our saving God. And even though Chronicles wasn't written knowing that Jesus was going to be the Messiah, this was who they were waiting for. And his presence, well, they had the Ark of the Covenant and they had to hope that he would come again. But for us now, we live with his presence dwelling with us. His Spirit is alive in us. And if a song this beautiful and full of celebration and joy was written to celebrate his presence in a box, how much more should that joy and celebration come forth within us, because we have his presence alive with us here and now. And that's my encouragement for you today, is that we have his Spirit here alive with us. One of my favorite verses in this song is in verse 32, and it says, "Let the sea resound and all that's in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let the trees of the forest sing. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge all of the earth." And it's why we're here in nature today, because all of creation declares his praise. In Colossians, it says that God was pleased to have Jesus come and to reconcile through his blood on the cross all of creation, all things on earth and in heaven, not just us, but everything that he has made. All of creation declares his praises. And that is such a beautiful, hope-filled, joy-filled celebration that we should have, that all of creation praises him. So my encouragement to you today is that even in the uncertainty of the time we're living in, even in the changes in how we gather together, how we worship, what that looks like for us now, our call and our identity is still the same, as it says here in the song, that we're to remember that we are his people and that we are called to praise and to worship him. And there's a song that I would love to finish on today, that we had the opportunity to get into nature and sing a song that reflects so wonderfully the themes in this song from Chronicles, where it declares the greatness of God, it reminds us who we are, and it echoes that call that all creation will declare his praise. So I hope that you would join us in this space as we worship and praise our God.
praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. The great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. The great are you, Lord. How great you are. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. The great are you, Lord. It's your breath. Thank you.